Welcome back to the Francis Howell North NFL Football Podcast. My name is Jack Darling. I'm here with Will Perry.
Hello.
You're gonna be missing Ben this year, sadly, because our poor friend moved to Florida.
Man had to move, and then he got replaced.
Yep.
With Jack.
Bigger and better things this year.
Yeah. Well, bigger. I don't know about better.
Well,
Ben's irreplaceable.
Some could say that.
I think Ben would say that.
Well, Ben's not here.
Guess not.
All right, you want to just get straight into it?
Right. So we're going to be breaking down some of the big games and big players to start it out. It's going to be a little bit different from last year. We're not going to be doing fantasy this year because it got a little bit repetitive towards the end.
So stale.
Yeah, repetitive and stale. So we're going to go ahead and just kind of talk about the league and the storylines in the league as a whole. So our first game that we're going to be talking about is Cowboys versus the Bucks to open the season.
Thursday night, baby.
That was a great game.
That was a really good game.
I mean, Dak looks back.
I'm just happy to see Amari Cooper back.
Right. Amari Cooper looked great. CeeDee Lamb looked great. Dak looked great.
He's such a good route. Like, just watching his routes, just, God.
Zeke sold, though.
All right. You know Zeke's my boy.
Right. I think we both had him on our fantasy teams in different leagues.
Probably.
Because I had him and you had him.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Zeke really has not looked good for the season. This game, he didn't look good.
It just seems like he struggles any time that there is a defense that can keep up with him.
I don't know. He doesn't look like his rookie self.
Something's wrong.
Or even half his rookie self, yeah, honestly. He just looks like something happened, and he's just,
I haven't seen him break a tackle,
long. That was kind of his thing.
Is just feed Zeke.
Right. He'll get you 5 yards if you give Zeke the ball, and now it's,
exactly,
he might get you two or three.
You're probably going to lose yards, to be honest, if you go with Zeke, which is why they put Pollard in the game for so long.
And then on the flip side, the Buccaneers looked pretty much unstoppable besides some of their secondary and defense.
Their secondary is going up against one of the best receiving cores.
That's what I'm saying.
Bucks look good, man.
Right. Brady, obviously, he really knows how to spread the ball around. And now they have literally three number one wide receivers.
You could genuinely make a case for this wide receiver core being the greatest of all time.
I mean, honestly, AB
probably looked nice.
Probably a top 20 receiver of all time.
AB looked back.
Gronk's a top 5 tight end of all time.
I forgot about Gronk there, too.
Mike Evans will probably at the end of his career be a Hall of Famer if he keeps.
I mean, he's 6'5".
I mean,
with that skill, if you're not a Hall of Famer, I mean, come on, Mike.
Yeah, 7,000-yard seasons.
I believe in you.
I think he's got it. And then Godwin's a Pro Bowler.
Godwin's great, too. And then who's their fast guy?
Ooh.
The one that said he could race
Scotty Miller. Yeah.
That guy can move.
Put him in on third down, and I mean, he's a route runner.
Exactly.
And then
he's going to blow right by you.
Ronald Jones and the GOAT at quarterback.
That Scotty Miller reminds me of me on the field.
Well, except he can catch.
Yeah. Well, I got the speed, though.
Right.
Exactly.
Soccer players. So now we're going to move into Saints versus Packers. That is right. This game was just weird,
so
honestly.
Sad.
It was just a weird game.
It was on at the same time as the Chiefs game.
Right.
So you know I was watching the Chiefs game primarily. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I was flipping back and forth a little bit, and I don't know what Rodgers was doing. But
I don't know. Rodgers looked really bad.
Maybe Winston, it's the hair.
Winston and the Saints looked really good.
I love Jameis Winston. I always have.
He's so funny, dude.
He's so funny. And I'm just happy. I mean, you saw that he got, like, laser eye surgery, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's, like,
the LASIK's working.
The LASIK is working.
He uncorked one, like, a little delayed corner route.
It was nice. Who was it to?
Right,
Harris?
Right in between two Packers guys.
Yeah.
He just fit in. That's a really hard throw.
And he just did it so calmly, too. It wasn't like.
Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, the Packers really didn't look good. Davante Adams, you know, didn't get the volume he usually gets.
Aaron Jones.
Aaron Rodgers didn't look good. The O-line didn't look very good. You know, it was really a bad week. They couldn't find the end zone one time. They got a field goal. And then, of course,
Mason Crosby.
Right, Kamara looks amazing.
As he always does.
Winston looks like he can put him in the playoffs. I feel like as long as they're coached right and Winston keeps his turnovers down, I mean, they're a divisional round team for sure.
Well, it seems like they always had the talent and underperformed. But now it seems like they don't have as much of the talent, but they're going to overperform.
Well, as great as a quarterback as Drew Brees is, towards the end of his career, the last couple of years, his arm wasn't what it used to be. And honestly, I feel like he was holding back the Saints team.
I think so, too. I definitely think so.
Especially the last year.
Everybody wanted them to win, and they just couldn't do it.
Right. It happens. Now we have Chiefs versus the Browns. Obviously, my favorite game of the week because I'm a Chiefs fan, and the Chiefs won.
Of course.
But, it's always a good feeling when your favorite team wins a close game versus another really good team.
I mean, you might as well just stop watching the first half of Chiefs games.
Yeah, right. They always suck in the first half.
They are terrible every time in the first half.
And then
Baker looked good Baker in the first
looks,
half.
Baker looks sharp, dude. I don't think...
Good. I mean, he kind of sold the game at the end.
But that wasn't his fault, honestly.
No, he got tripped up.
And once your base is taken out, while you're throwing, the ball is going to drop a little bit. He was trying to throw that away, which was a good decision.
It was unlucky by them.
They got unlucky, and it got intercepted.
Chiefs get lucky. I mean, that's my team, too. Chiefs get lucky a lot.
Chiefs did get lucky, dude.
Tyreek Hill is just...
Tyreek Hill and Kelsey.
Oh, my gosh.
Best receiving duo in football.
Clyde. Clyde's looking nice.
Clyde looked okay. Yeah, I mean,
The thing is, everybody thought that he was going to come into the league and be, like, this amazing running back, but he's kind of part of the passing system, so he can't really shine.
You have to give him a little bit to kind of develop.
Yeah, definitely.
But, one of the things that's really not talked about with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, especially because he's super small, he's really good at pass blocking. Like, he's amazing at pass blocking.
And he does like to throw him out a little bit on the edge there.
Well, I would, too. I mean, if you could run routes like he could and catch like he could, I mean, it's a good decision.
Definitely. You know who I want to talk about on the Brown side, though?
Mm-hmm.
John Johnson.
John Johnson.
I've been saying this since he was on the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I love that guy. I think that he is going to be up there. Like, he's going to get the notability he needs.
Mm-hmm. Name recognition.
This season, definitely.
Yeah, I think so. He's playing good.
I think he's going to have a really good season.
We'll have to see.
That Browns team is just stacked.
The Browns team looks really good. I'm kind of worried in the playoffs.
I mean, I'm not worried.
Because if they get time to develop, I feel like the Browns kind of, they didn't run the ball enough.
If the Browns, even though they have the Chiefs, like, in the AFC with them, if they don't make the Super Bowl, they're aiming for Super Bowl 100% this year.
Every team is.
Because if they keep waiting, then they're going to have to give out some big contracts, especially to Baker, and then it's all kind of going to go downhill.
Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, we have the Cardinals destroying the Titans, which a lot of people really didn't see coming.
I did not like this game.
I think it's realistic now that we look back at it. I mean,
I did not see
hindsight's 2020. But I mean, I had Kyler Murray as my quarterback on fantasy last year, so I know what he's capable of. I mean, that he's a great player, and they have a great offense.
One of my teams this year, I have AJ Brown and Julio, and then in my other team, I got Derrick Henry. So I kind of.
Rough. That's why you're 0-2.
I thought the Titans were going to be it this year, and they just.
You know, I give them time. It's just week one.
I hope so.
And they got to figure everything out.
I hope so.
Cardinals look great, though.
Cardinals look
really good. Kyler Murray looks great.
Chandler Jones,
five sacks.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. We got what we expected.
But you know who I thought I was going to see more of was J.J. Watt.
You know, he's old.
He is old, but, I mean, he's still that guy.
When you have Chandler Jones getting 5 sacks, there's not really many left opportunities to go around. Yeah.
That's true.
So then we have possibly early game of the year pick in the Ravens versus Raiders game.
Yeah.
That kind of, it wasn't really an expected good game. I thought the Ravens would kind of have their way with the Raiders.
Every year I feel like the Raiders team, I just look at it and I just don't like it.
There's never anybody that's like that really pops. Like they have Waller, and they have Abrams on defense, but even
I really liked Josh Jacobs last year to do good, but then
yeah, well their O-line's not good. It's a problem.
Yeah, I know.
So it's nobody blocks him. Thankfully he had 2 touchdowns though.
I really like Josh Jacobs, but with Kenyon Drake there now, and then last year Gruden just does not seem to be using him.
Well, he better. I'm going to have to bench him. Now we can go into talking about players and how they did, some surprises and some stuff like that. So I'm going to start it off with the obvious choice, and McCaffrey is back. I mean, he had almost 100 rushing yards, almost 100 receiving yards.
He's so talented.
He's back.
He's so talented. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. He's just different.
He's just that dude.
He's just different. Something about him. You just watch him play, you're like, that guy is different.
And it's going to be that way for years.
For years.
As long as the Panthers.
I want them to get a team around him.
As long as the Panthers don't
sell. I like the whole McCaffrey family. They got a cool family.
And they have a nice young receiving core, nice quarterback.
Exactly.
The defense is on the rise.
They're just such a mediocre team.
I think they just need one.
They need
one thing.
A pop. They need something. Right.
Watch out for them in a couple years, though.
Definitely. Bring Cam back.
I don't know about that one.
I mean, Sam Darnold did look good, though.
They were playing the Jets.
They were playing the Jets.
Jets do have underrated defense, but still, you have to score more than 20 points on the Jets.
Probably.
Come on.
Definitely.
That's sad.
All right, I'll start this one off.
Okay, go ahead.
Matthew Stafford.
He is who we thought he is.
I always have loved Matthew Stafford. I always wanted to go to a good team. I'll be honest, I thought he was going to flop first week.
I didn't. I was tempted to draft him, but Lamar was on the board, so.
I thought he was going to get it together after week one, but he looked good from the first snap.
I mean, literally my comparison to him is Aaron Rodgers that got drafted to the Lions. Like, that's probably honestly the closest comparison that you'll get.
Yeah.
He can just put the ball wherever he wants, whenever he wants.
Exactly. His arm talent is just so good.
And now that, I mean, he's had all those years to develop in Detroit, it's honestly probably made him a better quarterback.
And now he's in L.A. with his friends, with Kershaw. Right. Do you see him at the Dodgers game?
And he's got a great O-line, one of the best, if not the best, defenses, great tight end. I mean, he's got everything.
He really does have it this year.
This is his shot.
This is his shot.
This year, next year.
And a lot of people are picking him for the ring. So
I could see it. That division is really good, though. That'll be a tough division to win. You
have to watch out for the Bucks. And, yeah, in that division, best division in football by far.
By far, clearly.
Yeah.
And then we have the last one is we're going to talk about Corey Davis on the Jets, who recently he left the Titans in free agency after having sort of his breakout year. He had a nice year. And then he goes and gets about 100 yards and 2 touchdowns in his debut with Zach Wilson.
I did not see this coming.
I did not either. But this could be, because all respect to Carolina, they have a great defense. And Zach Wilson comes in and throws 250 yards and 2 touchdowns on him in his debut in his first NFL game. So I think, really, the growth with Corey Davis and Zach Wilson could be, like, insane.
I thought Corey Davis was going to be a one-season wonder, to be honest with you. On the Steelers receiving core, I mean, they were pretty good last year. Or not Steelers, Titans. I was like, this guy might just be, like, getting open from AJ. Everybody's trying to cover AJ right. Brown. Everybody's stacking the box against Derrick Henry. He's just kind of getting open. But he's good.
Mm-hmm. He looks sharp.
He does look sharp.
So now we're going to kind of segue in. We're going to kind of list our end of the season award predictions and then
first podcast.
Yeah. Good time. And then on the last podcast, we can kind of reflect and see how we did. So that, you know, that involves MVP, rookie of the year, like the receiving yard crown, rushing yard crown, et cetera, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you can go ahead with your MVP.
All right. I'm not too confident with my MVP. Gonna lie,
that's okay.
I'm not too confident, but I have Josh Allen getting the MVP.
I like it.
I liked it. I do like it, but I mean that's why I chose him, because I like it. But it's right. Just I don't know. Other years I felt a lot more confident with the guys that I'm choosing to get the MVP. But we'll see. I think
he had one bad game. He'll bounce back.
He's been in a great defense.
Great defense. And he's got Diggs and Beasley. Just throw the ball over the field. I think it'll be fine. That's a good prediction. He'll finish top 10 in the MVP voting.
And the thing I like about the Bills, too, is they have a really good team, but I think they're still underrated.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're the underdog, you know you can.
Right. People kind of forget they were AFC conference finals. And they lost to the Chiefs, who won, or almost.
Well.
I mean, not almost.
They lost to the Chiefs, who were really good.
They got blown out in the Super Bowl.
But yeah.
The Chiefs were really good.
Yeah.
So, really good team, in conclusion. My MVP pick, pretty obvious, probably the front runner after week one, is Kyler Murray, for sure. I think.
No chance for me.
Well, if you look at just off, like, the voter tendency, it's. The quarterbacks that run around by time, that have huge arms. I mean, the last couple quarterbacks besides Aaron Rodgers have all been that. And I think Kyler Murray, I mean, he has 5 touchdowns week one, 300 yards passing. I mean, the dude's a stud.
You know what? You kind of convinced. Because I could see the Cardinals, overperforming for what people are going to think they're going to do. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to make the playoffs somehow. I think they will. And I think it all depends if they make the playoffs, if Kyler gets MVP or not.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he played at a great, like, he had 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, and then, like, 12 rushing touchdowns last year, and he wasn't even really talked about in the MVP.
And he could have done better. Because I saw a lot of plays that...
And the Cardinals' offense is like, they were so inconsistent last year.
I mean, he's just going to get better and better, yeah.
And right, so I'm thinking 40 touchdowns in the air this year from him.
We'll see.
And then we'll see what he does on the ground. Now on to Rookie of the Year for each of us.
All right. I like this one. Okay. Mac Jones. Mm-hmm. I like yours, too. But I like Mac Jones. I just think Bill, I have so much trust in Bill that he's going to turn this kid into the stud.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the next Tom Brady, but a lot like him.
He looks sharp.
If Bill was maybe a little younger, then I could see Mac Jones becoming like a great.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is Bill is just kind of getting up there in age. And, I mean, who knows? He could coach forever, but, I mean, he did. I liked him in week one. He looked nice. I saw they tried to give him his first touchdown ball. He threw that away. He was like, I don't even care. I want the win.
Right.
And he got the win.
No.
Oh, no, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Think about. Okay, but he will get the wins.
I don't know. I like it, but I think because the Patriots are mainly a running and defensive scheme team, that I think he won't have the volume that my pick will have, which is Zach Wilson.
I do like your pick.
Because if you think about it, the Jets, they're probably going to be behind in a lot of games, which means that you're going to be throwing the ball a lot. Also, as I mentioned previously, Zach Wilson kind of torched Carolina. He looked really good.
He looked really good.
Yeah, and he's got Corey Davis, a nice number one receiver, while the Patriots, I mean, they're kind of shaky. They got Aguilar, but...
I know. There's just something about Mac Jones that, like...
Oh, I like him.
I like him.
Right.
He looks so just, like... He looks like a veteran already. Like, he just looks...
He's kind of the antithesis of what we're seeing the quarterbacks come into the league, where they're the really big dudes that can run really fast and throw really far. Where Mac Jones, like, he's just a dude that can, like...
He's like Tom Brady, man.
Right. Like, he can't throw the farthest, he can't throw the most accurate, but he's, like, he just knows football.
Exactly.
And he just, he's, like, he's going to make the right decision for your team. I think he fits the best with the Patriots out of any team. Now we have our receiving yard crown.
D-Hop, baby.
I really like that. Honestly, this was probably my second or third pick. I mean, Kyler Murray looks great, obviously. D-Hop is going to D-Hop. Probably the second best receiver in the league right now. So I can see that.
I want this year to be good for DeAndre Hopkins. Because last year was, I mean, he had the Hail Mary.
I mean.
But it just wasn't really.
He had like 1,400 yards.
Yeah, but I mean.
That's a pretty good year.
I just.
I would take that.
I don't know. When I was watching those games, watching D-Hop, it just wasn't the same.
He didn't have the touchdowns.
Yeah, it just wasn't the same. DeAndre Hopkins that I feel like I saw. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, you have to adjust to the new
scheme. Exactly. And that's why I think this year it's going to be a big year for him.
I agree. Honestly, he's interchangeable with who I have, which is Tyreek Hill. And this isn't even a bandwagon thing. I just think with the volume Mahomes is going to be passing at, because it doesn't look like the Chiefs really improved their defense too much. Nick Bolton looked pretty solid in the run game. Kind of coming up, making some tackles, but their cornerbacks.
That O-line was kind of scaring me, too.
I'm not worried about the O-line. They got to figure stuff out. The Browns have a great D-line.
Yeah.
They'll be okay. But I think Tyreek Hill comes out against one of the better defenses, has pretty much 200 yards, and they're going to get him. They're going to get Tyreek Hill the ball. Like, they scheme the offense around Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce.
I feel like he has the highest ceiling for a receiver in the NFL.
Because, like, well, D-Hop and, you know, Devontae Adams and Stephon Diggs, like, they're all great receivers. They don't necessarily always require a double team.
Exactly.
Like, they always require a double team and man-to-man coverage. But Tyreek Hill, like, defenses have to scheme Tyreek Hill. Because if he's in man-on-man, he's going to beat your cornerback deep. Like,
and that's touchdown every time.
Even Jalen Ramsey, like, probably one of the better cornerbacks we've seen in the league. I don't think Jalen Ramsey is going to keep up with Tyreek Hill on just a straight-up deep ball.
No way.
I don't think he's fast enough. He has better technique.
Exactly. He's just the fastest.
Right.
When you're the fastest guy, it's...
That's what matters. So
you got to put two on you.
I think that's why he's going to... I mean, 1,600 yards, 1,700 yards...
It could happen.
Certainly plausible.
Anything could happen for Tyreek Hill this season.
Exactly. Now we have rushing yards.
I got Derrick Henry.
I can see it.
Looks kind of shaky.
Rough week one, but, I mean, that doesn't matter. Week ones, while they matter towards the end of the season for teams, I think it's just kind of like a feel it out, see what you need to improve on, see what you're good at, kind of adjust your coaching and scheming and all that stuff. I think he'll end the season with a great year, obviously. My pick could be a little bit surprising, but I think it just works. I have Nick Chubb, running back on the Browns. They run the ball so much, and Nick Chubb just never loses yards.
But Kareem Hunt.
And the only thing I'm worried about Kareem Hunt is in the red zone, but
taking all the touchdowns.
He gets the touchdowns, but again, this is rushing yards. So, and Kareem Hunt gets the receiving yards. So that's not what I'm really worried about. I think Nick Chubb he's gonna get 20 rushes a game. He's gonna get you 80 to 100 yards a game. Because I mean, he averages like 10 yards in the fourth quarter per carry.
I mean, his last name is Chubb. I mean, that just sounds like he's a cool just like
he's just a wrecking
name.
Ball. Exactly. And when you compare him to other running backs, like take Ezekiel Elliott, for example. When there's a man in the backfield on the D-line that, like, gets in the backfield, Zeke's probably going down for a loss. But Nick Chubb, like, Nick Chubb sometimes he just keeps going, and he gets a yard or two where there's not a yard or two to get.
Maybe kind of looks like the old Zeke.
Right. I mean,
before the great injury of Dak Prescott.
I don't know about that. He looks good, though. Now we have offensive player of the year picks.
I went with D-Hop.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I mean.
Yeah.
I think he's going to have a giant year.
Mm-hmm. I went Nick Chubb. Because if you get a running back that holds the yards crown, most likely they're just going to get the offensive player of the year.
Yeah, most likely. But that's just how
the cookie D-Hop crumbles. Yeah, I hope so. Now we have defensive player of the year.
This one, I think, okay, I have Jalen Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jalen Ramsey, like, everybody knows that he, like, just is amazing. He could easily be defensive player of the year. But I feel like there's just, I don't know, I'm not too confident about a lot of my picks, but primarily this one, because I just feel like some other cornerback is going to have a stud year, just because I feel like that's what happens every year.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a new cornerback that just goes crazy.
Well, I mean, I agree with you.
I could see Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah, because he just clamped Davante Adams.
Big contract.
But, I mean, Jalen Ramsey's clear-cut the best cornerback.
Definitely.
I don't think. Maybe a new cornerback will be good, but he's not going to be Jalen Ramsey good. Definitely. I have Jalen Ramsey number two.
But the thing is that Rams secondary is so good that it's like Jalen Ramsey won't – he'll stand out, but he won't stand out as much as other people would on other teams.
Well, cornerbacks is different when you look at their stats. You need to watch tape
exactly.
When you look at cornerbacks.
Exactly.
Because interceptions are literally the worst stat of all time. Interceptions, like, if you watch tape of interceptions happening, it's like 50-50 where a guy just plucks it out of the air or it's tipped up. Usually they're, like,
bad
tipped
throw.
And some random dude
just
grabs the ball out of the air and gets an interception for it.
Exactly.
What you need to look at for cornerbacks is pass breakups and the completion percentage when targeting, quarterback rating when
Definitely.
Targeting. And when you look at that, I mean, Jalen Ramsey is just different.
He's just so, so, so good.
Right.
So good.
My pick, I think, I mean, you might have to lock it in. You might have to go to the bank now. T.J. Watt.
Nope.
I mean, the dude's insane. He's been robbed every year for the past, 2 years. So he's been robbed 2 years in a row by Aaron Donald. But, I mean, the dude is just crazy. He's just J.J. Watt, but, like, skinnier.
I could see him having a really, really good year.
He's already got 2 sacks.
I could see him having a really, really
good year.
On Josh Allen, too. That's
on
not
Josh
easy.
Allen. I mean, the Bills O-line's, it's solid.
And Josh Allen is a big dude.
Right.
He doesn't go down easily.
T.J. Watt's going crazy.
I could see it.
Lock it in, barring injury or crimes. Now we're going to have...
Or TikToks.
Or TikToks, yeah.
Can't put it past the Steelers.
TikTok curse. Now we have, to wrap this segment up, we have our comeback player of the year. I have mine. It's a lock. Dak Prescott. I don't have to say anything, honestly.
I would say Dak Prescott, but I just kind of wanted to throw this guy out there because you already had him. I didn't want to have the same one as you.
Gotta be different.
So I picked Joe Burrow, who, by the way, one of my favorite NFL players.
All right. I like him. He's just got an aura of, like,
he's just so cool.
He's just like a cool dude.
He's just so cool.
Now we're going to go into our primetime picks. This is a segment we'll be doing every week where we're going to pick out.
Keep track of these, too.
Yeah, we're going to keep track of our records. We're going to have the Thursday night, the Sunday night, and the Monday night game. We're going to give our thoughts on who's winning, you know, like a preview, stuff like that. And then at the end of the week, we'll tally up who won. And then at the end of the season, whoever has the better record wins.
We'll find some type of reward.
Yeah, or punishment, which will probably be funnier.
Good point. Good.
On this Thursday night, we have the Giants versus the Washington football team. Who do you got and why?
I got the football team.
Mm-hmm.
The football team.
Really? Why would you pick them?
They took the week one loss to the Chargers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to be hungry after that. And I think this D-line is going to eat up the Giants.
I agree. I could go either way. I'm going to go Giants because Daniel Jones is 4-0 versus the football team. The Giants offense, besides Daniel Jones,
people kind of sleep on the Giants receivers too.
Right.
Galladay.
They have Shepard and Galladay.
Galladay's back.
And they have Barkley. And you have to throw into consideration that Fitzpatrick is out. And
they have to throw that in consideration.
They have Heinicke, he's a good quarterback.
I love Heinicke,
but okay. I also think that Heinicke, he could struggle against the Giants defense. So we'll have to see. I'm sure it'll be like a 17-21 game with a lot of interceptions and fumbles.
I could definitely see that.
Now we have on Sunday night, by far the best game is the Chiefs versus the Ravens. Obviously, I have the Chiefs.
I have the Chiefs as well.
The Ravens didn't look that great against the Raiders, which you got to beat the Raiders.
I do think this game will be a lot closer than people think, though.
Yeah. Chiefs always find a way to make it close against the Ravens. Those are always great games, though, to be honest.
Always great. And it seems like they're always beginning of the season, too.
Mm-hmm. And then Monday night, we have Lions versus Packers.
I have the Lions beating the Green Bay.
Yeah, you're on crack, dude. You're on crack, buddy. The Lions aren't winning anything. The Lions might be lucky to win 3 or 4 games this year.
They look pretty good against the 49ers.
Okay, but did you actually watch the game?
I did watch part of the game.
Because they did not look good. They got a bunch of luck garbage time points.
Points are points.
Points are points, but you have to score them when you need to score them and not when you're down by 20.
All right, well, keep ragging on the Lions. How about the Packers putting up 3 points?
Listen, bounce back game. You can't tell me that Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, and Aaron Jones are not going to do better than Jared stinking Goff and whoever their receiver is. I don't even know.
Tyler Hockenson.
Yeah, a tight end. Can you even name one of the Lions receivers?
Nope.
Exactly. That's exactly my point.
But I can name DeAndre Swift.
Right. They have an okay running back team.
Listen, I just feel like this is upset territory.
I don't know. I mean, come on. I don't think the Lions have beaten the Packers.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just have to see.
A couple of years. I guess we'll have to see. That's going to wrap it up. I hope you enjoyed listening to our podcast. We will see you next week. Bye.
See you.
And then